You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Philip Coutinho to score and Liverpool to win is 3-1 from 9-4, and Ross Barkley to score in an Everton win, that was 15-2, that's now 10-1. Liverpool will be, well, they'll be on top of the world right now, won't they, Dave? We'll start with you. They're through in the Europa League to the semi-finals after that fantastic last-gasp win against Borussia Dortmund. They backed that up with a win over Bournemouth at the weekend. And Everton, we say every time we talk about Everton on the punt, the squad is there, the players are there, but they don't seem to get the results they should. So, do Liverpool win the Merseyside derby?
Yeah, I think so. I think they might win this pretty convincingly as well. They were good, I thought, at the weekend, because I napped Bournemouth, so Liverpool were always going to win that game, obviously. But I thought Derek Keaty blooded some of the youngsters, didn't he? And,
yeah.
And they played really well. I was really impressed with them.
Yeah, they did. But, you know, when you're blooding youngsters, it's a bit easier to do that against the Bournemouth side. We've got nothing to play for. Quite a bit different when you're playing in the heat of a Merseyside derby. Mm. You know, I wouldn't... You know, if they were to come in and play in this game, and there's a chance that they might, I'm not sure they'd be quite so effective.
I think he'll play a stronger side than he did at the weekend, definitely. But yeah, I was impressed. Ojo looked very good as well. I think he maybe might start in this game. And, of course, Daniel Sturridge is getting back to his best. And I've been questioning whether he should go to the Euros throughout the course of the season. But you see him play like he did against Bournemouth on Sunday. Scored once and hit the woodwork twice, and you think, wow, if this guy can keep his fitness going, he could be challenging Harry Kane and Jamie Vardy for that top spot in the starting 11 as well, because he was sensational, I thought, and his movement's superb. If he improves his finishing slightly, I think he could be a real threat for those places in the summer for England. I think he's a bet to score a goal in this game. He's even money to score any time. Liverpool have got a really good record in the Merseyside derbies recently as well. 6 of the last 7 have been drawn, but Liverpool are unbeaten in the last 10 Premier League Merseyside derbies. They've won 3, drawn 7 of those. I suppose you could look at the draw, but I think Liverpool just riding a crest on the crest of a wave at the moment. And Everton have been very average recently. They've not won in 5 and they've drawn 3 straight games. They are better away from home, undoubtedly, but Liverpool win this, and I think they win convincingly. The goal scorers are like Sturridge, I mentioned. Roberto Firmino, you've got to look at him as well. He's been firing recently. He's been involved in 12 goals in his last 11 Premier League games, scoring 8 times and assisting 4. So I'll be with Liverpool to win, both teams to score, and Sturridge and Firmino both to get on the score sheet.
Yeah, you highlighted Everton's record in the Merseyside derbies there. You've got to go all the way back to 2010 for the last win in a Merseyside derby, and that's a stat I rolled out last year, and it's got a year further on. Derek, can you see a surprise here? Can Everton step up in this Merseyside derby, or will it go to, I suppose, form at the moment and go with Liverpool?
Well, Liverpool are in best form, undoubtedly. Everton got a cup semi-final coming up at the weekend, so, you know, you forgive them for taking a foot off the gas in any other fixture. But this is a Merseyside derby, and, you know, Martinez can't, the manager, the under-fire manager of Everton, he can't afford to let his team coast this game because and lose in the Merseyside derby, because you know what would happen. 7-2 is big for Everton here, but it's the most insignificant Merseyside derby I can remember. It really doesn't matter the hell of beans who wins this one, does it? They haven't got bigger fish to fry in the FA Cup semi-final, Liverpool in the Europa League semi-final. That's where all their focus is. I could see a few changes being made here. It's terrible, isn't it? You know, the fans won't be happy, but I can see both managers doing that. What I'm saying is I couldn't back Liverpool at odds on, even though they're in much better form. Not with all those imponderables. A few weeks ago, if I'd have seen Everton at 7-2 for this, I would have lumped on for my life. But two, you know, again, you may be questioning their commitment with the cup semi-final coming up. The draw, it looks all over the draw for me. This 5-2, could even go further and say it'll be a 0-0 draw, because I don't see what both either side, even though the fans we should be worked up for it, I don't see either set of players being 100% committed.
I know what you're saying about maybe some changes here, Derek, but Jurgen Klopp made his changes for that game on Sunday to get ready for this game on Wednesday, surely, because
Why would you do that though? Why would it's a league game the same as this one? It's only 3 points away.
This is bigger though, Derek. You know that Merseyside derby compared to playing Bournemouth away from home.
Yeah, I know. This isn't the big derby. No one. To be honest, there's no fever about this derby on Merseyside. It's just like.
I know it's classed as a friendly derby, but surely...
No, it's not. It's not anymore. It used to be. Not anymore.
Surely Jurgen Klopp comes into this club and thinks, Liverpool versus Everton, he's told about the Merseyside derby, they've got Bournemouth away at the weekend. He does make wholesale changes in that match and brings in those youngsters that we talked about. And surely that's to get ready for this game, that he's rested the players so they are all set for this Merseyside derby. Because they've got Newcastle at home this weekend, and then we're talking another 8 days until 8 days from Wednesday until the clash against Villarreal. So I think he makes changes on Sunday, obviously, and then weakens down again on Saturday and puts a full strength side out for this game on Wednesday night.
Well, it remains to be seen. I would suggest not.
Right.
But we'll see.
I'm going to weigh in here as well.
Go on.
If I'm Jurgen Klopp right now, I'm thinking, we beat Everton in the Merseyside derby after the week we've had. How much of a high is the club on and the fans are on and everything else building up to the Europa League tie next week? It keeps the momentum going. He's bought into the Anfield on a European night kind of thing, bought into all the Liverpool history. And to win a Merseyside derby must be a priority at the moment as well to keep all that going.
Yeah, I agree with you, actually. And I know from a betting perspective, a lot of people will be thinking about, we've not got the card markets yet.
No.
Just quickly. But... there have not been many red cards in this fixture. It is still the fixture with the most red cards in Premier League history, 20 of them in total. But there hasn't been a red card in the last 8 meetings. Maybe that
we're overdue.
Yeah, we are overdue. We could be. Maybe the friction between the two sides has slightly dissipated, Derek, and that's something that you made mention of.
Yeah, well, to be honest, a lot of Liverpool fans, they hated David Moyes. And Martinez is not really, he's the acceptable face of Everton to Liverpool fans. And I'm guessing Klopp in a similar way is to Everton fans too. Everton fans couldn't bear Rafa Benitez. So, you know, it's like, I don't hate Man United as much now as I used to when they were managed by Fergie. Quite apart from the fact that they win nothing these days. But, you know, it's the identity of the managers really that sometimes stokes the fire. And with these two involved, they're more genial than hated. So I just see a lessening of the Merseyside derby fever. I'm just not feeling it at the moment.
Okay.
But it might just be me.
Yeah, I'd agree with the Man United thing as well. Now I look at Man United and I see Louis van Gaal and I just laugh. I'm not hating him at all.
Yeah.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.